I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. My general mantra for most stories about money is that they're really about choices. Or, in the case of our next story, when making choices stops. In Pennsylvania right now, lawmakers are at a stalemate over the state budget. Here's a Republican state senator, Scott Wagner.
Taxpayers are continuing to pay every single day, and we need to start pounding on that. And I'll be honest with you, I'm tired of taking blame for the budget. The blame is down that hall up on the second floor.
Since funding for schools comes from the state's budget, most schools in the area have been living off loans for school funding. Here's Democratic Auditor General Eugene DePasquale.
These are school districts from all over the state of Pennsylvania. They are rural, suburban, and urban. And the cost is going to go up each and every month.
It is so bad that teachers at one school started the year working for free before school funding came through. Like this one, Daria Jackson.
Well, as of right now, as you see, our lights are on, the water's running, so everyone's getting prepared. You can see everyone's ready, and we're hopeful, and I believe everything will work out eventually.
Mary Wilson covers the state capitol for Pennsylvania's public radio stations, and she spoke to us from there. Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the ground-level school funding stuff, what is going on with the budget? Why this debate?
We've got your classic divided government scenario right now. A first-term Democratic governor who campaigned on big initiatives of more spending for schools, for various programs. And we've got a legislature that's got huge Republican majorities and lawmakers who are very much against broad-based tax increases, which are the ways in which the governor right now wants to increase spending. So we've got this kind of trench warfare going on that's been stretching, you know, since the summer began.
And this is one of those issues, though, where, you know, this is not uncommon in states around the country, but schools have ended up in the middle of it. So why did that happen?
So when the state doesn't have a budget, state agencies are still funded, state employees are still funded, prisons and parks stay open. But the state, you know, for some quirk of the way we work, the state loses the authority to pay contractors, and that affects the way schools get their state funding. Their state aid is the way we refer to it here. So it's just a matter of legal authority. The state is still collecting taxes and fees, so it still has money in its coffers, but it can't legally spend that on schools without a spending plan, a budget that tells it how to do that.
So what does that mean for the schools?
School districts aren't getting their state funding, and that is a problem, first and foremost, for school districts that don't have much money besides state funding. So if you're a poorer school district, if you don't have much of a tax base, then the lack of state funding coming in, the first payments, I believe, happen in August, and there's another big one in September, that really hurts those school districts. Pennsylvania's got a lot of Rust Belt communities, places where the tax base has really emptied out, and those school districts are starting to hurt. According to federal data, we've got the most inequitable school funding issue in the country. Pennsylvania has the second most number of schools that have been called not creditworthy. Their bonds are at junk status. Michigan is the only state that has more schools with that status, according to Moody's. So things are already not so great in terms of how schools can find their own funding. So state aid is pretty important to many schools here.
So if they have to, say, you know, take out loans to keep going, you're talking about their creditworthiness. Does that mean they're, you know, paying lots of interest and doing that kind of stuff to try and make the math work?
That's absolutely right. Schools have started taking out loans. We've got about 17, maybe 16 schools that have already taken out loans of $10 million or less. And the biggest city school district here, Philadelphia, has taken out a loan of $275 million. And all those loans together have interest payments of about $11 million. And that's expected to go up with this next month if there's no state budget that's finalized.
I think about this issue, and on the one hand, it seems like, you know, bureaucratic infighting. On the other hand, we're talking about children who, you know, would ultimately be the people probably paying the price in this sense. What's the outlook? Are we going to get to a point where this impacts kids' education?
I have heard from people who will not put their name next to it that the minute a school closes, the entire dynamic at the Capitol and the bureaucratic infighting, as you refer to it, the entire dynamic there changes. That once you close a school, that becomes like the kind of event you can't ignore. We're not there yet. Where we are right now is school districts that have been financially distressed for years are having trouble, and one of the most distressed school districts in the state has said it can't pay its teachers right now. But we haven't seen kind of these mid-tier schools actually close their doors, although they are threatening to do so.
Wow.
You know, if this drags on.
Mary Wilson, who covers the state capitol for Pennsylvania's public radio stations, thank you so much for your reporting.
Oh, my privilege.